My name is Martin, and would like to continue on this journey. Today, I would like to do a daily meditation authored by Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr is a very well-known author and also is known for commencing the Center for Action and Contemplation that is based in New Mexico. The title of this meditation is The Soul of Nature. Let me begin. The modern and postmodern self largely lives in a world of its own construction, and it reacts for or against its own human-made ideas. While calling ourselves intelligent, we've lost touch with the natural world. As a result, we've lost touch with our own souls. I believe we can't access our full intelligence and wisdom without some real connection to nature. My spiritual father, Francis of Assisi, spent many days, weeks, and even months walking the road of Umbria and letting nature teach him. Francis knew and respected creation, calling animals, sun, moon, and even the weather and the elements his brothers and sisters. Through extended time in nature, Francis became intimately connected with non-human living things and came to recognize that the natural world was also imbued with soul. Almost all male initiation rites, including those of Jesus and John the Baptist, took place in nature, surely for that reason. Without such soul recognition and mirroring, we're alienated and separated from nature, and quite frankly, ourselves. Without a visceral connection to the soul of nature, we will not know how to love or respect our own soul. Instead, we try various means to get God and people to like or accept us because we never experience radical belonging to the world itself. We're trying to say to ourselves and others, I belong here, I matter. Of course, that's true, but contrived and artificial means will never achieve that divine purpose. We are naturally healed in this world when we know things center to center, subject to subject, and soul to soul. I think of soul as anything's ultimate meaning, which is held within. Soul is a blueprint inside of every creature. It is what is and what can become. I think of soul as anything's ultimate meaning, which is held within. Soul is a blueprint inside of every created thing, telling it what it is and what it can become. When we meet anything at that level, we will respect, protect, and love it. Many human beings simply haven't found their own blueprint or soul, so they cannot see it anywhere else. Like knows like. When we only meet reality at the external level, we do not meet our own soul, and we have no ability to meet the soul of anything else either. We clergy would have done much better to encourage Christians to discover their souls instead of saving them. While everything has a soul, in many people it seems to be dormant, disconnected, and ungrounded. They are not aware of the inherent truth, goodness, and beauty shining through everything. If God is as great, glorious, and wonderful as religions claim, then wouldn't such a God make such a wonderfulness universally available? Surely, such connection and presence are as freely available as the air we breathe and the water we drink. Thank you very much for listening, and farewell until the next time.